Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank. Dave, good afternoon, sir. How are you today?
Everything's good, thank you. I believe this is our potpourri libtard show.
This is our libtard potpourri show of the week. As you said, our rapid fire chance for us to disseminate, Dave, to disseminate,
good
seven
word.
To 10 really unbelievably ludicrous far left leaning soy milk latte drinking libtard stories of the week for our friends out there in La La Land
and around the world.
We have listeners in 8 countries, so it's true. Right. It's around the world.
There you go. It's awesome. We actually have a bit of good news to start with. So that scumbag New Jersey Senate President Steve Sweeney finally conceded.
Oh, yeah.
So that our truck driver friend, Edward Durr, we got to remember this guy's name.
Yeah.
Because this is going to be kind of a test case. I mean, talk about Donald Trump being an outsider. This guy was driving a truck a week ago.
Yeah. He might be the next guy, governor of New Jersey.
Can he come in? And now it's just New Jersey, but that's a very blue state.
Yeah.
And obviously it makes things, you kind of feel a bit more positive because the wheels are in motion. Can he make an impact? So let's keep an eye on him. But the scumbag Steve Sweeney, he said he congratulated Mr. Durr. He's ready to move on, which is very exciting. And, this wasn't just a typical, the Sweeney guy, it was very ingrained in the Jersey political scene. So anyway, we'll see how he does. And on the bummer side though, Jack Chitarelli did finally also concede the New Jersey governor's race to Phil Murphy. And that's too bad because this guy was within a hair's breadth away and he didn't get the support, but he's already said he's going to try to run again in 4 years. So we have not heard the last of Chitarelli, and it shows you, I think the Dems are a little nervous out there.
It sounds like could be a little nervous. But I mean, you know what? He only spent apparently $3,000 or something to get elected, right? It was some ridiculously low amount.
Yeah.
The truck driver guy. Yeah. And he, it all went viral on Facebook and whatever. And
it shows you, grassroots kind of a force.
It works.
Does work.
It works. It totally works. Switching gears a little bit here, Dave, I'm over at the Gateway Pundit with a story from your favorite network, NBC. I know you love NBC every day in the morning. You watch Al Roker, don't you, Dave?
Well, sure.
And the weather out there. So apparently NBC's Stephanie Ruhle, I guess she's one of these like weaselly, kind of talking heads there on the program or something. Right. She said that Americans, Dave, should stop complaining about inflation because they can easily afford to pay more. Mm-hmm. You know, Dave, I'm just going to go out on a limb here and believe that Stephanie doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about in terms of economics. She doesn't understand this shit, right? I mean, you can afford to pay more, so don't worry about it. I don't think she understands the notion of inflation. Which probably what she does understand is this entirely induced supply chain crisis, which is causing inflation by sleepy potato head Joe Biden.
It's just like circle back to Psaki keeps saying, well, you know, it's good that gasoline costs so much because that'll mean we have to invest even more in green technology.
I know she said the other day we have to double down. Yeah, the fact that gas has tripled since Trump left office per gallon, that's actually more evidence, according to her. We need to triple down on wind and solar. Jen, how about circling back on this? I don't think that's quite accurate.
I love it. These guys are so clueless and so out of touch with reality.
Oh, yeah.
Another good sign. So there's still every day there's another COVID-19 shenanigans. But here's one that actually came out correct. So Tennessee Governor Bill Lee, I don't know much about this dude, but he signed a sweeping measure into law just this couple days ago that basically bans the COVID-19 vaccine passports.
Oh.
So we're getting bombarded with the nonsense here in California. I don't know where where other people, obviously New York is bad, but Florida has been great. And now Tennessee is on board. Enough is enough.
Totally, Dave. I mean, I got a couple of hysterical, these are just some unbelievable stories. Folks won't even believe this. I'm over here on InfoWars, Joe Rogan. This is a story of Dave from up in my old neck of the woods in Canada. Folks may have heard about this. This is a famous cardiologist who vowed not to cry for any unvaccinated deaths. He was just out there on a limb. I guess what happened to him after he took his third booster? Bah, you're dead. He died in his sleep, dude, 2 weeks after his third jab. Perfect health, 52 years old. Let's see, what's his name here? Dr. Sohrab Luchmedia. 52 years old, New Brunswick cardiologist. He was on Facebook making fun of unvaccinated people, much like Javier Becerra has been doing, our current HHS secretary, calling them flat earthers, guys like Rand Paul and stuff. People don't believe in natural immunity. And yeah, this guy took his third booster, dropped dead. 52 right. years old, perfect right. health, cardiologist. Of a heart attack. How ironic is that? And he was a cardiologist.
Meanwhile, he was calling us the bad people for all us unvaccinated types.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's all, you know, hey, sorry the guy died, but stretch your pie hole, people.
Yeah, none of
you don't know what you don't, and pushing your false narratives.
Exactly. And on a related one, Dave, if I could just do one more before I'll jump over to you. Gateway Pundit here reporting 6 healthy children. Dave, that's 6. Uh-oh. 6 healthy children reportedly died in the past 2 years. Okay, so 3 kids per year, 6 kids in total in the United Kingdom from COVID. Mm. So we're closing schools, we're wearing masks, we're forcing tens of millions of people to get shots. And 6 yeah. people died. Okay, now look, any death is tragic and all the rest of it. People die of stuff every day from a variety of things. Totally just another great case right. of how the truth and the data does not support the policies that are being driven.
We've kind of commented and seen reports more and more, both in Europe and here, how these numbers were astronomically overinflated. Mm-hmm. Right? 70 to 80%. It was in Italy, was the last time.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like, you know, and it takes a few months before the truth gets out there. Here, it's still a very carefully guarded secret. But here's something that is out there. The CDC, who we've grown to hate because they're just basically a propaganda arm, but they had to, you know, sometimes they have to actually say the truth because, they're up against the wall. But they now are acknowledging very, very quietly, Frank, we don't want to tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone, Dave.
146 million people that have natural immunity.
Yeah, half the country. Half the country basically has natural immunity. And right. everybody's wondering, oh, gee, well, first of all, the vaccines aren't working that great. We know they're losing their efficacy over about 6 to 9 months. They get down to about 30 to 50% efficacious. But the reason why hospitals are not being flooded and all the rest of it in the United States is that half the country's got natural immunity.
Right.
And that's why we're actually seeing such incredible results. Dave, on a related story, I got one here who's going to kick your behind. Uh-oh. We're over in Austria, of all places, not Australia, which is also off the charts ridiculous, but Austria in Europe. Austrian chancellor orders nationwide lockdown for unvaccinated people. Dave, so unvaccinated people only, right? So not quite sure how he's going to enforce this, but basically he's saying that unless you have to go out for food or water, you have to stay inside your house if you're unvaccinated because of the current, whatever their situation is over there. Let's see here. Yeah, anybody over 12 who are neither vaccinated nor recently recovered will not be allowed to leave their homes except for buying essential supplies and seeking medical care. Dave,
it's frightening. It's frightening.
A neighborhood near you, possibly in the United States at some point.
Yeah, and it just shows you that this is what they really want. So we've talked about, you know, the big view of these kind of things, that the government uses these emergencies to push their, you know, totalitarian views on us. Mm-hmm. And they seize this big time.
Yeah.
And it's very easy for us to kind of like, of course, that they're using anything related to COVID to push more and more draconian ways to keep us under their thumb. They're talking about, well, we want to find out all your bank transactions. It's all kind of connected. Yeah. That they're using this this quote unquote disease, which I think is nothing more than a really bad flu for the most part.
Right.
And you know, it's just amazing that the CDC report did come out, and I think hopefully it will, you know, kind of, you know, get that there into the more of the mainstream media. I don't know if it will, but yeah. It's just ridiculous, Frank.
Yeah, totally ridiculous.
I mean, we talk about anti-science.
Completely anti-science. So that concludes my COVID jab stories of the week, Dave. So I'm going to change gears a little bit here.
Please,
come back to the West Coast, left coast, as we call it. Talk about the Port of Los Angeles. I shared this with you off camera a little bit before we started the show today.
Right.
But don't you find it funny, Dave, that the Port of L.A., of all the ports in the United States, it's only the Port of LA that has got a supply chain crisis happening at it, right? So we've got, let's see, right now, 83 ships are at anchor. The average wait time is 17 days. And this is off the coast of Los Angeles, Port of Long Beach, San Pedro. It's the biggest port in the Western Hemisphere. So a very busy place. Don't see it happening in Seattle. Don't see it happening in Miami. Mm. Don't see it happening along the Carolina coast. And why is that, Dave? I'll tell you why that is. Oh, sorry, that's a rhetorical question. I'll answer it myself. I'll tell you why that is. It's because Biden picks up the bat phone and he calls Newsom. Newsom does whatever Biden wants him to do. And this is all part of the control narrative for the left-wing agenda. And Newsom has presidential aspirations in the next cycle, as you know. So Newsom, together with Biden, together with Eric Garcetti in your neighborhood, Dave, who runs Los Angeles as the current mayor of Los Angeles, the three of them together with their libtard ideologies and policies can essentially control this entire situation and essentially force a certain narrative on everybody so that we can induce, as you just said, induce something that's real. So it's starting with something that's not real. And then it's creating a set of circumstances to cause something that's real that could possibly be a supply chain crisis so that fear is in the air, control can be kept in place, and emergency authorizations can be kept in place because, heaven forbid, we don't want the people, the legislature, the state legislature, we don't want the people ruling it all in here. It's got to be just emergency control. And that's exactly why you have it, in my opinion.
And then they try to, of course, reshape the narrative when they say, we're going to come to the rescue and save Christmas because, of course, they created it in the first place, but they're going to come and save our ass with what, behind the scenes shenanigans.
Totally. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of, when Fauci moron came out and said, just recently, he's like, well, I think it'll be okay to spend Christmas and Thanksgiving with your family. Didn't just see this commercial a year ago? Didn't you just say the same exact thing a year? How long are you going to keep this stupid line up, for God's sakes?
Yeah, his day is numbered. Now, we've talked also a lot about school boards. Okay, so there is a major nationwide revolt against school boards, but this one takes the cake. This is as wild as they come, and it just shows you the fanaticism of the left-wing school board. I don't know what it is. I think there's some kind of a psychotic break that people have once they become part of a school board. Yep. Which is, not exactly a high-profile political position to have in a town. But over in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Scottsdale, as you all know, it's probably the wealthiest city in Arizona. It's lovely. Yeah.
It's beautiful. Paradise Valley, Scottsdale, nice area there. Yeah.
A golf mecca also, if you're into golf. But I'm going to mention this guy's name. Usually we don't, but I'm going to. So school board president, his name is Jan Michael Greenberg.
You're going to say Michael Vincent for a second.
Good actor.
That was a great. What was the name of that movie again with Jan Michael Vincent?
He was in The Mechanic. He's in a whole bunch of good films.
Yeah, no, Damnation Alley. Wasn't he in Damnation Alley as well?
Could be.
I'm sorry to sidetrack you there, but Michael Vincent, because it brings up a good flavor for my past about that dude.
So this is as wild as one of his movies. So these parents pissed off like everywhere else. They're coming in and yelling at these school boards for pushing the CRT nonsense. So guess what? This scumbag, along with his father, Greenberg, along with his father, has been spying, and he's got an actual dossier on 47 parents who actually spoke out against him at one of these meetings. These guys get up, they call Greenberg and all the rest of his puppets, hey, how dare you teach this nonsense? So this dossier now has their social security numbers, checks, divorce paper stuff, mortgage documents. And this is on a hard drive.
What's he doing with it? What's he doing with all this stuff?
It's he's compiling his own little
manifesto, target list.
Yeah. Right, but somehow it got found out. So they know where the Google Drive is. They know where it is. Wow. And now there's a whole blow up. Now, I would think it's illegal, isn't it, to compile this information like this to vilify the parents that actually send their kids to your school.
The levels, thanks for bringing that one up, Dave. I wasn't aware of that story. I have a good friend in Scottsdale. I'm going to ask her about that. But the level that these people have sunk to is just beyond the pale. I talk to my mom about it all the time. I just can't even believe we are so far beyond. You remember, Dave, back even, I'm going to say even 10 years ago, not that long ago, you could just sit around and have different conversations at dinner. Liberals would have their view of the world. We'd have our view of the world. You'd have dinner. You might learn a couple things from each other and you go about your day. And it was all very civilized. Everything is acrimonious now. Everything is in the toilet. Everything is hardcore. Everything. It's like even the littlest of things. It's like a congressional event. I don't know where this all ends, Dave, but I don't see it ending well. Before there's, you know, I mean, hopefully some big change. Hopefully the midterms, there are going to be some, you know, massive changes where we're picking off governors one by one. And legislators one by one as we go, but also the
prima donna attitude of these people. And like I said, this is not exactly mayors, or these are school boards, right? Which is supposed to protect and help the community as much as anything. Yeah. And yet they are first treating us as the enemies, and they're treating themselves as the royalty. Yeah. How dare you question the way we teach led to McAuliffe's downfall in Virginia. It's crazy.
Well, I think what they've done, and you and I have seen this, Dave, and then I think I don't have any other stories for today's show, but I think what the libtards and the idealists have done, that they basically pushed down their secular assault on the right, and on the Christian right especially. They've pushed it down as far as you can go into what I'll call normie land. So normie land is basically where all the regular folks hang out: school boards, churches, Christian school, like all the regular places that you hang out. And they are for, and children. And how do you do this? Control the children, put the masks on the children, muzzle them. No need to see your face. No need to see your expression. No need to see what you're thinking about. And they're pushing this down as far as possible to exert a totalitarian and communist-like influence over our lives, our kids, our way of thinking, our ideology. I know you and I won't be standing for it. I know our listeners won't be standing for it. And I know a large swath of America won't be standing for it.
No, because we live in the greatest country, and we're used to our freedoms, liberties. My last one here, Frank, is thank goodness the 2 weeks a COP26 conference came to an end. So the United Nations Climate Summit has thankfully ended with a bust. So nothing, of course, what a shock. Nothing was resolved. Nothing was agreed on. Right. China is still going to build a new coal plant every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Funny, I think you even mentioned this before, but after 2 weeks, because of all the private jets going back and forth with these a-holes.
400 of them, yeah.
102,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide in emissions.
Beautiful.
Was spewed from these a-holes going back and forth and traveling to this conference in Glasgow, Scotland.
Fantastic.
Absolutely nothing. And as a last result of this, some guy actually, I mean, it's very rare that you get somebody telling the truth, but the expansion of nuclear power is gaining steam, even amongst a lot of lefties. So I'm going to mention one fellow. He is the CEO at National Nuclear Society. Yeah. Executive director. His name is Craig Piercy. And he said, hey, it's not just about energy. It's about our security. Yeah. And the technology now has gotten so good with nuclear, building a new plant, that they're very confident that if you gave the green light, they could, it still takes years to build. This is not an easy thing to do.
Sure.
But more and more well-known scientists are coming out and said, hey, guess what? Nuclear power is the way to go. It's going to save our ass.
Hey, it provides 80% of France's power. So, I mean, if you're able to tolerate it, from a people perspective, absolutely. By the way, Dave, back in that climate change story, how's that dating thing going with Greta Thunberg? Are you checking her out?
Now that Greta is over 18, she's fair game.
So now it's possible.
Like, okay. It was kind of like hands off, but hey, Greta, now, you're over 18.
All bets
you're going to take your lumps now. Yeah, you're taking your lumps there.
Yeah, she's not looking too healthy these days, I must say. Anyway, Dave, great to see you. Thank you, folks, for listening. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite podcast platform of choice, Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, and also on social media, Getter, Gab, and MeWe. We love. Get off of Facebook. Get off of Twitter. Dave, we'll see you down the road. Come on over to the right side.